Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to drhoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Weighs In. I'm Layla Mutin, nutritionist at the Hoffman Center. And today, I want to talk to you about a still very, very common subject, cholesterol. I still get a lot of panicked people coming in here, whether it's here in the office, friends, family members, others. My cholesterol, my doctor told me my cholesterol total is too high. They want to put me on a statin. What should I do? Well, the cholesterol total number, as many of you probably know by now, really doesn't mean much. So what I often tell people is, you know what, the combination of LDL, HDL doesn't matter too much anymore. Whether it's 200, whether it's 180, whether it's 286, we have to know really the breakdown. So the question is, or to ask your doctors, what is your particle size? It's the particle breakdown, which is very, very important. You may want to ask your doctor for a VAPS test or an NMR test. Your doctor can order this for you. And that can clarify, okay, so maybe you have a high LDL, maybe it's over 100, maybe it's over 130. You know, the guidelines, if you have any history, family history of heart disease, they want it under 100, your total, your LDL number. But if you do the VAPS test or the NMR and find that your particles are the A pattern type as opposed to the B pattern type, this is really good news, because the A pattern means your LDL is big, buoyant, bouncy, and fluffy, almost. These pattern A LDL particles are far less likely to get into the nooks and crannies of arteries and cause calcification and plaque buildup. So if you've got a lot more of the pattern A LDL than the pattern B, it matters far less what your total LDL number is, okay? So that's one of the first things to look at. HDL is another important number. What we're finding out, a higher HDL, the better. But even more recent research is telling us that HDL has particles 2 and 3. If you have HDL 2, this is actually less atherogenic than the small, dense HDL 3 particles. But there's a lot of emerging science in the area of HDL, so we have yet to learn more. Okay. One of the most important things about cholesterol, because, you know, there are people walking around with normal cholesterol levels or even low, and they're having heart attack. Whereas people with very high cholesterol levels, there's no sign of calcification or plaque or heart attack or anything at all. Here's where cholesterol is dangerous. It's when it becomes oxidized. I was reading a wonderful article in a recent issue of Integrative Medicine by Dr. Joseph Pizzurno, who's a naturopathic doctor. And this is back in 2014. LDL becomes problematic when it's oxidized. And what causes the oxidation of LDL? It's inflammation. The inflammation and the oxidation of LDL that's caused is directly involved in the in atherosclerosis and the lesions in the coronary arteries that can result in cardiovascular disease, okay? Also associated with heart attack. So elevated oxidized LDL is also, interestingly enough, associated with insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome, and often untreated hypothyroidism. So The question to ask is my LDL oxidized? It's also worth your while to check for insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome, because that may be the cause of the oxidized LDL. Other contributors to oxidized LDL are elevated homocysteine levels, which are shown to cause cardiovascular disease and up the risk factor for stroke, but also high-sensitivity C-reactive protein. Both homocysteine and hsCRP, both are markers of inflammation to watch. Interestingly, you know, last week or the week prior at this point, I was talking about fats, unhealthy fats as opposed to healthy fats, and the fact that American Heart is still touting polyunsaturated vegetable oils as being heart healthy. Well, guess what? They're not. Because these polyunsaturated vegetable oils are a promoter of oxidized LDL because they're volatile and they become rancid quickly. Remember, if you're using these oils in cooking, okay, your grapeseed oil, your canola, sunflower, safflower, all of these, they're very volatile under high heat cooking, and they do become rancid quickly. This can cause oxidation of LDL. So hopefully this will change with American Heart, but who's to say? Other things that can raise or oxidize LDL is exposure to toxic metals like lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls. These are toxins in our environment. These can contribute to artery plaques, and especially carotid artery plaques, you know, the artery in the neck. So it's best to check for, if you have elevated LDL and you're already on the right diet and you still have an elevated oxidized LDL, let me correct myself, you may want to get checked for toxic metals. So this is when cholesterol is dangerous. It's when it's oxidized, all right? So what you want to concern yourself with is, do you have insulin resistance? Do you have metabolic syndrome? If you have a higher insulin or a higher blood sugar than normal, these will contribute to oxidizing your LDL. And you know what? Cholesterol is really, it's a good guy. It's a spackle. It's a necessary substance in our bodies, 75% of which is produced in our liver. The other 25% we get from our diet. And hey, let me remind you, it's safe to eat eggs. We've known this for a couple of decades, but they just said so, you know, dietary guidelines. We can eat eggs again. It's fine. The cholesterol in the food has very little impact cholesterol in the body. As a matter of fact, if you're on a very strict low-fat, low-cholesterol diet, your liver will then have to churn out more cholesterol. Why? Because it's a very, very necessary substance. Now, cholesterol is not the bad guy in atherosclerosis. It's a repair substance. It's the spackle that helps repair the damaged arteries. And this is an analogy I'll tell you that I make often in my office. If you have a crack in your living room wall, who are you going to call? You're going to call the painter. And what's the painter going to do first? He's going to spackle. That's the attempt to repair the crack in the wall. Would you blame the spackle for the crack in your wall? It's kind of like blaming the fireman for the fire, right? Or blaming the white blood cells of your immune system for an infection. It doesn't make sense at all. So the spackle is the stuff that's actually repairing. When it becomes oxidized because of poor diet, toxic metals, insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, high blood sugars, that's really what you should be looking at. That is what caused the proverbial crack in not the living room wall anymore, but in your coronary arteries, in the walls of your blood vessels. Okay? Cholesterol is classified as a structural antioxidant. It's a critical component of all of our cell membranes. All right? And it helps the cell membranes to maintain their proper shape. It's necessary for brain function and for hormone balance. Cholesterol actually is the substance of which all of our sex hormones are synthesized. So if your cholesterol is very low, So is DHEA, and so might be testosterone and, of course, possibly your libido. So it's not surprising when folks are put on a statin like Lipitor, Zocor, that they start to feel not just possible side effects of muscle ache or weakness because, you know, your CoQ10's been diminished, but they start to feel less vital and less interested in sex, low libido. It could be that because the substrate where all those important sex hormones are being made from is so low. Now, your cardiologist would love to see your total cholesterol being like 127, which appears to be the number. It's always in the 120s. Anybody I see on Lipitor, Zocor, I see these numbers in the 120s, 130s. Well, this is a problem because very low cholesterol can be, it actually doubles the risk of brain hemorrhage. It can increase the risk of cancers. Let me tell you this, a total cholesterol of 160 or less, there's an increased risk of leukemia and cancers of the liver, lung, and pancreas. There's also an increased risk of cirrhosis. A very low cholesterol, you know, the kind that you would get on a statin, there's a higher risk of dementia, depression, moodiness, aggressive behaviors, violence. There's decreased learning ability and intelligence. And the very popular Framingham Heart Study has found that those with desirable cholesterol levels, you know, levels under 200, guess what? They scored lower on verbal fluency, attention and concentration, and abstract reasoning than those with total cholesterol numbers over 200. There's also, with very low cholesterol, increased mortality from suicide, cancer, and infections. Why? Cholesterol, as well as other things like vitamin D, are classified as structural antioxidants. They prevent oxidation by stabilizing molecular structures, and they stabilize our mitochondria. Cholesterol is actually anti-inflammatory, and it can protect us against toxins. Often, when we're given prescriptions for medications, any types of medications, because so many of them are toxic, cholesterol will often go up. That's the body's way of defending itself from that medication. So, inflammation is initiated by damage from free radicals, the oxidative stress. The concept of good, the bad cholesterol is really outdated. And that a total cholesterol level of 160 or less is linked to a lot of things like depression, aggression, cancer, loss of sex drive, all of these kind of things. As a matter of fact, there's studies from the 1970s and 1980s that tell us if you've got a cholesterol of, say, 268 or so, I'm choosing a number in the 200s on purpose. It's deliberate. And if you're in your if you're in your 70s or 80s, you will likely live longer than somebody in their 70s or 80s with a total cholesterol of less than 200. Now tell me, we are a pharmaceutical nation and everyone and their brother is on a statin. How many people are walking around with a cholesterol of over 200 anymore? So I kind of worry, all right? There's also, you know, I find it interesting that we have higher Alzheimer's risk. Did you know that statins are also associated with dementia? We need cholesterol. 40 to 60% of our brains are made of cholesterol. We need that for our memory and proper brain function. Other statin side effects, type 2 diabetes. Now, they're finding this trend, especially in women. A side effect of taking Lipitor or another statin can bring on type 2 diabetes. Well, I just talked about Alzheimer's disease a minute ago. That's another type of diabetes. They're calling it type 3 diabetes. Now, wonder, is the statin possibly associated with this? It can. If a statin is going to cause you diabetes, then you just have a higher risk for possibly getting Alzheimer's disease. All right. Not enough focus is given by doctors, even to this day, of triglycerides as an independent risk factor for heart disease. High triglycerides are an independent risk factor. We want to see, here at the Hoffman Center anyway, we want to see your triglycerides less than 100 or even less than 80. Mainstream medicine says if your level is 150 or less, that's okay. But really, it should be lower than that. The best way to lower your triglycerides? A high-fat, low-carb diet. By the way, a high-fat, low-carb diet will also change the composition of your LDL to those big, fat, pattern A buoyant particles. You know, the ones that are much less likely to cause any kind of injury to your arteries. And cholesterol operates on a negative feedback loop in the body. The more dietary cholesterol we eat, the less is synthesized, all right? Infants need cholesterol for proper brain development. Large amounts are actually supplied in human milk, which, did you know, is approximately 55% fat? Milk is. Human milk is. As a matter of fact, the mammary gland secretes certain enzymes to ensure the absorption of cholesterol by the infant. They need this. We need cholesterol for the myelin sheaths. These are the fatty substances surrounding our nerve cells. Very, very important. So if you've recently been put on a statin and you're wondering why your vitality is not what it was, that could be a reason. Check in with your doctor about it. First of all, anybody with a cholesterol issue, the total number really doesn't mean anything at all. You want to find out the particles, what kind of particles you have of each LDL and HDL, and you want to make sure they're in your favor. A lot of this can be fixed by diet. There's only a minority population where it's really not fixable by diet, but we're talking about a very small percentage of people. Much of this is fixed by diet and lifestyle. And by the way, if you're thinking, listening to me now, saying, but what about they found all the studies showing low-fat diet is better for heart health and all of that? All of those studies were done in the setting of a higher-carb diet. So what we're finding out, because so much of the new research on a low-carb diet is showing much more favorable effects on cholesterol than a low-fat diet, we see only modest changes in a low-fat diet on cholesterol levels and really no changes in triglycerides at all because, you know, when you're eating all those carbs in a low-fat diet, you're still going to have that independent risk factor of high triglycerides. And, you know, cholesterol has never really directly caused a heart attack, right? More than half of all fatal cardiac events happen to people with perfect cholesterol. And we need cholesterol because of its very, very important job. And that's why the liver makes as much as 75, even 80% of it. So these are the things to think about when you're looking at your total cholesterol number. It's not the whole story. The whole story is what is the breakdown? And more important numbers like, what is your high sensitivity C-reactive protein, HSCRP? What is your lipoprotein little a, LP little a? Ask your doctor for that test. What is your homocysteine level? This is a known risk factor for cardiovascular disease, and I think that's a much more important number than any amount of cholesterol. And again, always ask to see the level of oxidized LDL. Not a lot of doctors are doing this test yet, so it's a little bit troubling. And please remember that dietary saturated fats, they're not associated with cardiovascular disease. This notion has really been debunked by now by science. And taking saturated fats like coconut oil can help to increase HDL. Let's talk a little bit more about HDL. The so-called good cholesterol. HDL is often regarded as the garbage truck to help carry away the so-called bad LDL cholesterol. There are two ways to raise your HDL. One is through increasing the fats in your diet, and I'm talking about your good, healthy saturated fats, you know, your pasture butter, your grass-fed meats, your avocado, your olive oil, your salmon, your sardines, your nuts, and your seeds. certainly not the trans fats found in your processed food, and certainly not with any vegetable oils, because they will cause more oxidation in your body and free radical damage. The other way to increase your HDL is via exercise. So once you've got those two things going, you can create a boost in your HDL. Too often, I see those who are still following a low-fat diet, their HDL drops. And it drops well below 50 and 40. I've seen HDL levels as low as in the 30s. And you know, a low HDL is one of the criteria for metabolic syndrome. Remember metabolic syndrome and or insulin resistance, I should say aka insulin resistance. These are the causes of high oxidized LDL, which is really the real culprit. So these are the real markers to look at in your cholesterol, not just a total number. It's definitely not the whole story. And much of this, I would say as much as 90%, is fixed via diet and exercise, mostly diet. This is Layla. I have weighed in today talking to you about cholesterol. I invite you to send me any questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Thank you for tuning in to this Intelligent Medicine podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.